Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley in the studio with Emma from Harrogate Family Law. So Emma, I imagine for many people, tax isn't their first priority. Why does it need to be considered at an early stage?
It's important to understand that taxation will affect divorcing couples differently, depending on their individual circumstances. But by gathering the relevant information at the outset, we can avoid delays and complications further down the line when it might be too late to do anything to mitigate the tax burden. So tax is obviously relevant to a number of different areas which might crop up when dividing the financial assets on divorce. So income tax considerations, inheritance tax considerations, and also the implications of things such as a pension share. So all of those need to be really properly considered.
So what about cases where the family home is being transferred into the name of one spouse?
Yeah, so tax considerations may indeed apply to the family home. In many cases, the value of the matrimonial property will have risen significantly since the couple bought it. Mm-hmm. So tax exemptions might be applicable, but there are time limits involved. So a solicitor will be able to assist you to understand the reliefs that are available and the time periods that are involved to ensure that you're fully aware of the implications that might arise, particularly if there's prolonged disputes about property or anything like that.
Yeah, so what about jewellery, antiques, art, that sort of thing as well?
Yeah, so the same careful consideration needs to be taken with those types of assets as well. Basically, assets that are transferred at open market value may be just liable to CGT. It's important to understand that for both income tax and capital gains tax purposes, it's actually the date of separation that is the important date, rather than the date of the divorce that matters. So that's something that we can obviously assist, provided advice is taken at an early stage.
Mm-hmm. So what about business assets then?
Tax implications of business asset transfers will very much be dependent upon how the transfer is handled and the exemptions which are available. This is something that your solicitor will assist you with exploring to make sure that you kind of understand any implications, and also that your approach to the settlement is one of the most tax efficient.
So can carefully planning minimise the tax liability then?
Well, each party will benefit from an annual capital gains tax exemption. So careful planning can mean that assets can be transferred into different tax years, for example, to take advantage of two consecutive annual allowances. However, certain rules apply, and we will assist you with identifying the best approach to the transfer of assets. Whilst at Harrogate Family Law, we're not tax advisors, we can identify when a tax liability may arise and make sure you're able to get the relevant tax advice to address this as part of the settlement terms, so you're not basically left with an unexpected tax bill in the future.
Brooke, so after the break, we promised there will be no more talk of tax.
Yes, definitely not.
I'm going to be asking Emma what her top tips are for listeners who are embarking on the divorce process.